are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're going to be talking about how 32 million Americans are going to get drug abuse and mental health care coverage from Obamacare starting next year. Does that help us? Does it hurt us? We're also going to be talking about apparently our meat is just growing. It's becoming one of the biggest source of multi-drug resistant bacteria. So we're going to discuss that. We're also going to discuss a little bit more about ricin and what the chemical is that has been found in now multiple letters sent to Senator Wicker as well as President Obama. We also have feds investigating the hospital for a kickback scheme that, to me, I think is absolutely ridiculous. I guess unnecessarily sedating people and tracheotomies. I'm really confused that something like this even gets as far as it does. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I guess when Obamacare goes into full effect in less than 8 months, they say 32 million Americans will finally have access to substance abuse and mental health treatments. It falls under the essential health benefits section in Obamacare, all right? According to a spokesperson for Access Community Health Network, if they get into recovery and they're taking care of everything as far as their health is concerned, then we'll see less emergency room visits for just regular things because substance abusers also have health care needs. I agree with that, but, just don't get too excited yet about the type of coverage, okay? Hold on. They say some healthcare providers fear this new feature of Obamacare will overwhelm the American healthcare system. However, some equity firms are already investing into healthcare systems. They say, according to the Department of Health and Human Services, approximately 3.9 million individually insured people do not have access to drug rehab or mental health care. 1.2 million people insured under small group health insurance plans lack access to drug abuse and mental health care. 27 million Americans have no insurance coverage at all. So, according to Obamacare, they're going to insure these uninsured. I still haven't seen that yet, right? How does Obamacare insure you? Well, if you don't fall under Medicaid and that expansion, then I guess you have to hope and pray that your employer is going to purchase health insurance for you or that you'll even be employed. So don't get too excited that these 27 million Americans are actually going to get insurance coverage and deal with their mental health issues or their addictive issues. Now, where I see this helping, all right, is if a current health insurance company does not pay for drug rehab, for cocaine, heroin, alcohol, nicotine addiction. All right, I'm assuming that now they're going to cover it. Okay, whether they're going to cover it at a full whopping 100%, if they're only going to cover part of it, that's left to be seen. But that looks like a plus because many of you have insomnia issues. You have depression, anxiety. And if that diagnosis goes to the insurance company, they reject the claim. So when you are getting a refill on your Paxil, your Zoloft, your Celexa, your Xanax, your Valium, your Wellbutrin, this will, I'm assuming, okay, if Obamacare was done correctly, I'm assuming that now the insurance has to cover those visits. If you need to go into a rehab program, if you are addicted to pain medicine, all right, you should then be able to have a rehab program that will cost you very little out of pocket. Okay, that's my guess. Okay, and if that's the case, then this is extremely positive. That's wonderful. Okay, now let's get practical. The reason why many of you, in addition to funds, don't have access to good mental health facilities and mental health care is because there's not enough psychiatrists out there. There's not enough people in this field. So when I do refer somebody to a psychiatrist that is on your insurance list, I'm getting a call back from my patients that there's a 3-month wait. Now, if Obamacare comes into effect in 7.5 months, All right. I would like to find out where all the additional psychiatrists are going to be coming from. All right. Well, Dr. Dahlia, they were talking about letting other people prescribe, like psychologists, giving them prescribing powers, giving the pharmacist prescribing powers. Okay. I mean, if that's what they're going to do, okay. I mean, I understand, you know, Obamacare promised a lot and they got to make good. All right. So psychologists prescribing drugs, do you think they're qualified enough? You know, we discussed this. Psychologists are one of my favorite groups of professionals because they actually take time with the patient. They sit there with the patient, these therapists, whether it's a psychotherapy, cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy, etc. They sit down with the patients, okay, spend a good hour. And the reason why is that's what's in their medicine bag. They don't have pills that they could write. All right? So their treatment and their art is the time that they spend with the patient. I fear giving a therapist a prescription pad, they'll turn into what, you know, a lot of the other doctors have turned into, you know, prescribing pills. And I don't want that to happen. I love what therapists do. But there's not enough of them. So when they say now all these people are going to have access, I kind of question in which city and where. Right? Because right now, from what I understand, whatever mental health hospitals or facilities we have are usually maxed. And we don't have enough people covering. So I, you know, please fill me in. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you had written me extremely upset going, why is the money going to somebody who got addicted to cocaine, whereas seniors need the money spent on them? I, you know, again, when it comes to anybody with an addiction, we in medicine, we don't discriminate, whether you're addicted to cocaine, whether you're addicted to alcohol, whether you're addicted to gambling, whether you're addicted to sex, it's an addiction. And if we are going to treat you for addiction to cocaine, we're also probably treating nicotine addiction, alcohol, any sort of addictive personality. So what I'm wondering is if they're later going to just call it, as opposed to, you know, people being upfront about what they're addicted to, being treated for addictive personality. The problem is when you're treating somebody with cocaine addiction, it is a different medical regimen than alcohol addiction because you need to prevent seizures with alcohol addiction, etc. But we'll get into that in a little bit. Don't go away. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the Freeze-Dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. We're also going to talk about a little bit later how a group of researchers says now to screen for prostate cancer early, especially in the 40s, which is something I've been talking about now for years, and nobody listens. So we're going to be getting to that in a few minutes. But first, one of you had written anonymously, Doctor, I've been addicted to cocaine for 3 years now. Is there any medication I could help for I could take for helping withdrawals? And then he goes on to say that he hasn't been able to, and he can't afford to go into rehab, etc. I don't think there's actually an FDA-approved medication that a doctor can prescribe for cocaine addiction. I do know that, like we had just discussed in the previous segment, when we treat for addiction, a lot of times we could use the same sort of treatment, maybe not pharmacologically, but we could use the same sort of treatment in terms of cognitive therapy, et cetera, because of having that addictive personality can seem to be pretty common in whether you're addicted to nicotine, food, sex, alcohol, cocaine, etc. I know there are medicines that we use like Topamax, Topiramate, Tiagabine. I don't really prescribe them. I usually leave these to the addiction specialist doctors. For alcohol abuse, we use disulfiram. That, you know, causes you to vomit when you have alcohol in your system. So it's such a negative reinforcement that people end up not drinking. But, you know, they are figuring out how cocaine seems to work, you know, on the brain. And so if there's a way to kind of disrupt the gamma, you know, they found how cocaine works on the gamma receptors. So if there's ways to kind of, you know, inhibit certain transmission and maybe deal with some of the dopamine changes that people get when they get high versus then going through a withdrawal, I think they're getting better when it comes to cocaine addiction, etc. But, you know, I know for heroin addiction and pain addictions, medicine addiction, a lot of times they'll use methadone, but then you have people kind of addicted to the methadone. Well, remember, you know, when pain medicines came out, you know, Freud had used cocaine and given, from what I understand, a lot of his patients and friends cocaine, and then for pain management, and then they realized people were getting addicted. Same thing with heroin. When heroin came out as a pain medication, I believe it was the 1920s, then they realized people became addicted to that too. So as, you know, as we've progressed medicine-wise, with every good, there's a bad. And, you know, as treatments became more and more commonplace in terms of anesthesia, and we found better and better drugs, there was always more and more room for abuse and abuse potential. So I apologize. There is no one particular medication. Usually to withdraw you from cocaine safely, we do have rehab settings. We monitor your heart. We give you medications to relax you. A lot of times when we help you with your rehab and you undergo rehab, it's to deal with the withdrawals. Okay, they'll give you sedatives, they'll give you anxiolytics. There's certain medications to help with the withdrawals to make the withdrawal less painful. You don't feel like you're crawling out of your skin. For example, when you're withdrawing from narcotics, you get pretty heavy diarrhea. All right, I mean, you could lose a lot of fluids. You know, I've never really seen a person die from opioid withdrawal, but the potential's there. So they make it easier, okay? But a lot of times it's pretty intensive, okay? I mean, it's not fun. It's not a walk in the park, from what I understand. So with Obamacare taking this on, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful. But I think they're giving us a false sense of what they're taking on. Okay? If we don't have enough rehab centers, treatment centers, healthcare professionals to help with this, then I don't see how in 7.5 months we're ready to take on, quote-unquote, Obamacare covering it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it's been confirmed that ricin was in the third envelope that had been sent to our legislators, this one going to President Barack Obama. Of course, Barack Obama was never in any jeopardy. Letters going to our, you know, president and congressman usually go to another facility where it gets screened and it goes through the machines, etc. But two letters, from what I understand, were sent to U.S. Senator Roger Wicker from Mississippi, two that had ricin, and then the third one went to President Obama. From what we understand, all three of these letters came out of the Memphis area, were all mailed on the same day, April 8th. Now, ricin is a poison that is present in the castor beans. We talked about how castor beans is part of the waste that is produced during the production of castor oil, and it is probably a fairly easy toxin to produce. People that eat castor beans don't usually die because there is some protective coating to this bean that's not digestible, so people don't get the toxin in them. Digesting it, you could get pretty sick, diarrhea, bowel issues, nausea, vomiting, etc. If you inhale ricin, it could cause respiratory disease, shortness of breath, breathing problems, respiratory failure. And how ricin kills is it gets inside your cells and it prevents the cells from making proteins that it needs to stay alive. Eventually the cells die. So up to 72 hours, people can go into renal failure. It doesn't work as quick as other toxins, but it sure the heck is potent. They say it's 6,000 times more potent than cyanide. And one little grain of salt size, 70 micrograms of this stuff, is enough to kill a 160-pound person. All right. They say how ricin kills depend on how the person was exposed to it as a terrorism agent. It could be ricin could be made into a powder, a pellet, a mist, or could be dissolved in water. Like I said, if it's inhaled, usually get the tightness of the chest, etc. Difficulty breathing, you can even get fever, as well as ingestion, could cause vomiting, diarrhea, spleen, kidneys, liver, can go into failure. Now, what makes ricin so scary is there's no antidote for it. All right? Now, remember the whole anthrax, you know, outbreak, people were given Cipro and there was an antibiotic you could take. But when it comes to ricin, no. Now, they say ricin was used in 1978 to assassinate Georgi Markov, the Bulgarian dissident writer who was stabbed with a ricin-poisoned umbrella. And it had become known as the umbrella murder. KGB at the time was rumored to have conducted the assassination. Now, ricin attacks aren't anything new to our authorities. They're pretty on top of it. But we were discussing in the first hour is how I just feel that these ricin-laden envelopes and letters is another distraction for something even bigger to come. After the Boston Marathon, a day later, we start to see these envelopes. And you wonder if this is related, and whoever this group is, I don't think it's just one single person, whoever this group is trying to distract us because they have something even bigger planned. You know, I mean, you know, people assume, okay, well, you know, it was the Boston Marathon, all right, you know, by now the feds are all over it. You know, if somebody has that much time to plan, you know, the Boston Marathon bombing, they could very easily plan somebody else putting the same type of apparatus in other places. Now, they did find the pressure cooker lid used for the bomb on one of the roofs. They found pieces of the whole pressure cooker makeshift bomb, including a timer, which signifies this wasn't a cell phone remote, but more of a timed detonation. They found, I don't know if they found the remnants of the backpack. I think they have. I need to confirm that. But this was a duffel bag, backpack type cloth, you know, bag that would just look like anybody else leaving a bag running the marathon, which shouldn't happen because usually marathon runners had to put their personal belongings in these yellow bags that were marked. But it was something that was they believe was easily bought at one of these cooking stores. The pressure cooker, shrapnel, nails, little BBs, ball bearings, threw some powder in it, and that was a self-made explosive. I mean, pretty scary stuff. And, you know, even though many authorities have kind of, you've seen these little hints in the media, and then quickly you see it kind of hush-hushed where they think something like this, or they believe that something like this is very rampant in the Middle East. They see these types of IEDs, they say, all the time in the Middle East. My guess is it still could be somebody domestic because, you know, now with the internet and with YouTube, you could watch any video at any time on how to do a homemade explosive, right? And it's so, you know, just because it looks very similar to, you know, Middle Eastern type IEDs doesn't necessarily mean it was a Middle Eastern who could have done this. But, you know, there were some pictures surfacing of a possible suspect. We still aren't getting the scoop. And like I said, I doubt we're going to get the scoop for days because, once they do get the scoop, they want to process what they're going to do with it. All right. When we come back, prostate cancer screening. Is age 40 too early, or are we doing it right? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's DRDALIAH.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at silvergauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This next segment is sponsored by Freeze Dry Guy. I love Freeze Dry Guy. Never too early to stock up on some yummy food, and it lasts a long time. Your stockpiles should be starting to get filled up again. I know, you know, it's not really hurricane season right now, and, you know, things have been a little bit testy, a lot testy, I should say, this week. Use it as a reminder to get yourself stocked up. Have your water supplies, your rations, your as we talked about, your little kind of emergency kits, always updated. You know, many of us, we have a little silo of food, and then we forget about it, and then they expire. You know, just go through it. You guys could go downstairs or wherever you have your little silo, take the cans, take whatever's not being used, go ahead, put it, swap them out. Same thing with your water. You always need to kind of change those things out every few months, but make sure you're on top of it. Luckily, Freeze Dry Guy kind of saves you a lot of that hassle. Don't forget to go to their website. Check that out. They got a lot of yummy food. Good specials. Okay, so prostate cancer screening. I have been telling you guys for years that I think a baseline prostate level PSA, prostate-specific antigen screening, is essential in your 40s. Because if it's under 1, you know you're good for a few years. But if your PSA is floating around in the 2s, or the high ones like 1.9 or in the threes. Now, mind you, normal is 0 to 4. But if you're kind of in the middle of that range, that could mean that something kooky is going on. Then, of course, over the last few years, once Obamacare was passed, they start to tell us to not even screen till you're 50 and then to not even screen at all. It's not worth the headache. Well, some researchers from Sweden and the United States are like, no, hold the phone. All right, they looked at people between the ages of 40 and 55, men who provided blood samples for the prostate-specific antigen screening, the PSA test, and they say that, doing screening early in your 40s could predict 44% of deaths before age 50. Now, the PSA, just to review it, it's really specific to the male prostate gland. So let's say you have an elevated PSA level, okay? It wouldn't be caused by your liver. It wouldn't be caused by your heart. That means it came from the prostate. So if the PSA level is high, that could indicate that there's something going on with your prostate. Now, an enlarged prostate could cause high levels. Smoking, people who smoke could have higher PSA levels, or an infection of the prostate. So it's not very sensitive in saying, you got prostate cancer, but it's very specific, meaning it's coming from the prostate. And if you do have prostate cancer, usually that PSA will tell us. But just because the PSA is not high, or just because the PSA is high, doesn't mean you have cancer. You kind of get that? All right, good. So apparently, this has been a hot topic in the medical community, because men who are healthy getting routine PSA screenings, one, it's costing money. It's costing money to the insurance company. It costs money to the patient. Two, if the PSA level is high, all right, well, what does that mean? Does it mean you have to go through a painful biopsy? Okay, what does it truly mean? What I do when it comes to PSA levels is I don't start ordering biopsies or sticking people with needles, etc. What I do is I make sure they get in touch with and have some sort of a face-to-face conversation with a friendly urologist, and make sure they're friendly, because the exams they have to do on you, you know, if they don't like you, those could be pretty rough. So find a nice friendly urologist, sit down and talk to them. Now, the funny thing is most of the urologists disagree with a lot of these recommendations for prostate screening. Okay, we don't like sticking our head in the sand, especially when it comes to something that could be growing cancer. Cancer is not predictable. True, there could be trends that certain cancers do. Okay, we know that prostate cancer, if it does metastasize, it likes to go to the bone. We know that, but it could metastasize other areas. But when you have, these research studies and these institutions come out saying, you don't have to worry about prostate cancer, you don't have to screen for it, you'll die of something else, I get very upset, because prostate cancer is cancer, and cancer is chaotic. Cancer isn't ideally predictable. Okay, and now that we're living longer, we have more years to our life, and our life expectancy is increasing. I don't like to just, close the chapter on a 62-year-old male. I think that 62-year-old still has a few decades, at least. So, as we're progressing with medical science, life expectancy year after year is increasing. So as far as I'm concerned, absolutely you want to screen early. So basically what they suggested was narrowing the age group. Researchers found that PSA levels correlated with higher rates of prostate cancer. Specifically, 44% of deaths were in those between the ages of 45 and 49, with the top 10% of PSA levels. They say death by prostate cancer was 10 times greater within this age group compared to men with lower PSA levels. So they say a particular focus should be placed on men in the highest 10% of PSA concentrations at age 45 to 55. Who will contribute close to half of all deaths from prostate cancer occurring before age 70 to 75. So what's going on here is when you have prostate cancer, you got a very aggressive type that can hit you when you're younger, and then you have the slower type that hits you when you're older, just like breast cancer. You'll have these very vicious breast cancers you'll see in people's 20s and 30s, as opposed to a slower type in a woman's 60s and 70s. Okay, but if they're not allowing us to screen for breast cancer till you're 50 years old, or allowing us to even screen for prostate cancer at all, how are we supposed to find these younger, more aggressive cancers? Now, some of you say, well, Dr. Dahlia, you wait till the person has symptoms. All right, well, you know that's not good. If somebody has symptoms of cancer, that means it's too late. You need to get cancer when it's stage one and stage two, and many times there are no symptoms. Okay? So, there, according to these researchers, a previous study from 2010 showed a PSA screening by the age of 60 strongly predicted chances of dying from prostate cancer by the time men reach 85. So, they, in this study, they said all men between mid to late 40s are recommended for PSA screening with the following guidelines. For those whose PSA levels are less than 1 microgram per liter, they're advised to return back when they're in their 50s for screening again. For those with PSA levels of 1.0 micrograms per liter, they should return more frequently, specifically testing every 2 to 4 years. Thank you. That's what I've been saying, although I say a little different. I say follow up with your urologist, okay? Let the guys who deal with prostate cancer day in and day out see you. Now, some of you have messaged me or called in and have had issues with the conflict of interest with certain specialists, all right? One of you had had, and I'm paraphrasing, why would I see a urologist if he's going to make money on me? Shouldn't I see somebody who's not going to make money on me? Well, that's what second opinions are for. Okay? You know, many times what happens is, you know, you go to a doctor and you're like, well, if he's going to benefit from my having treatment, he's going to suggest it. That's a very valid complaint. Okay? In most of the cases, it's not the case, but that is a valid concern. You know, we sure have these stories, just like we're going to be talking about with this hospital, where, you have these, cases of fraud, et cetera. You know, how do you know if your doctor, per se, is suggesting something that you really don't need? Well, that's when you get a second opinion. But when you do get a second opinion, you let the doctor know that he is a second opinion. He is not going to be the one doing the procedure. Sometimes they end up doing the procedure because the patient seems to like their second opinion more than their first opinion. But that's exactly what second opinions are for. You go, get the second opinion. The other urologist could say, I got to be honest, with this level, what I would do is probably recheck it in a year. Then they could go back to the original doctor and say, I'd like to recheck it in a year. If the doctor goes, you went and got a second opinion, I'm releasing you from our practice and firing you, then fine, don't go to that doctor again. But most doctors, they really, you know, they should be understanding of you know, your concerns and how you feel. Where a doctor may also, they'll fire you, is if they really think you're at high cancer risk and they think you could come back and sue them. If they think you're high risk, you know, then they could also discharge you. So that could be the other thing that happens. But usually, if you're kind of concerned and you think that somebody's recommendations could be suspect, get another opinion. Okay? Whew. But I love screening in your 40s. I think it's a smart move. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's talk about this hospital, what fraud was going on. Then we'll talk about Rice and don't go away. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry guy mix and match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And it tastes absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L bodyarmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, we fabricate
Engrave ink embeds strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I guess there's now been six arrested in Sacred Heart Hospital, I believe in Chicago. As doctors and executives at a Westside hospital are charged with what federal authorities are calling a kickback scheme. Apparently, the owner of Sacred Heart Hospital, a hospital executive, and four doctors are accused of billing Medicaid and Medicare for unnecessary medical treatment. What idiots! I don't understand that. I don't understand how these people don't think they're going to get caught. I mean, everything is computerized. Everything is traceable. Patients can talk, for crying out loud. I guess they say federal agents on Tuesday were looking beyond the case already filed for evidence of unnecessary medical procedures paid for by the Medicare and Medicaid programs. Now, these weren't simple. These were intubations, tracheotomies, according to U.S. Attorney Gary Shapiro, which, as you know, are procedures which are involved in inserting a tube into a patient's windpipe or actually surgically cutting a hole in the patient's throat. Now, you know, when a doctor like me hears this going, how do you unnecessarily intubate or unnecessarily do a tracheotomy? I mean, this kind of blows my mind. I mean, how, if somebody is going to have surgery, then you intubate them. If somebody is going into respiratory failure where they can't breathe on their own, then what you do is you have to make an airway for them. So you intubate them. You put them under. You give them succinylcholine that kind of helps paralyze the muscles, the internal muscles that could reject as you're trying to intubate, and then Versed and things to cause the amnesia and to you know, kind of put them to sleep and sedate them, and you put the tube into their trachea, which is their windpipe. Then you connect it to a machine that you can then control in terms of giving oxygen at the right pressure, etc. So basically, it's assisted ventilation, assisted respiratory ventilation. I'm kind of confused as to how they could have decided to do this when somebody didn't need to. I mean, that would mean they would actually have to put people under that didn't need to be put under. They say four doctors were also charged with receiving kickbacks for referring patients to the 119-bed community hospital, and they're located in the 3200 block of West Franklin. They say this serves a mostly low-income neighborhood. Okay, apparently a neighborhood resident says this isn't a surprise. She thought this was going to be a long time coming. So I guess the complaint alleges that one doctor was secretly recorded bragging about the money he had made performing penile implants before Medicaid reduced the rate of reimbursement. So, let me see. Depending on what the feds find on hospital records, it's possible that more doctors could be charged. So, you know, again, I'm kind of confused by this. You know, how do you, and then the tracheotomy is done where you actually have to make a hole in the person's trachea. All right, to be able to bypass, like let's say somebody has head and neck cancer and they can't and you can't actually intubate them or make an airway, or they go through anaphylaxis where they completely close up, and you know, then a lot of times you have to go directly into the trachea and you do that right through the neck under the cricoid cartilage. I'm kind of confused as to how this happened, and so I want to kind of investigate this a little bit more as to how a doctor would fake your needing that. Okay, you know what, because I mean, you have to consciously consent unless you're unconscious and they're doing a life-saving procedure. So this is a little bit odd. This is very odd. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But I mean, unfortunately, fraud is rampant. And, you know, many of you have asked me about a certain explanation of benefits that you receive from your doctor. And you'll get something in the mail and you'll say, wait a second, Dahlia, he never did this. Okay, he never, you know, performed this. Who do I go to? Do I go to the medical board? Do I go to, well, first and foremost, and we're just going to review this because we've talked about this before. Whenever you receive something from your doctor's office, first thing is call the doctor and the office. Have the billing department explain what those charges are. And the reason why I say always call the doctor's office first to notify them is, for example, you know, when a doctor does a pap smear, sometimes the tray of the disposable speculum or the things they need for the speculum, et cetera, and then, you know, autoclaving, et cetera, there's a tray that you're allowed to code for when you do a pelvic exam. You don't usually get paid for a pap smear, you know, but you can get paid for the tray. But when you get the EOB back, that comes as, instead of pelvic tray or pap tray, they'll call it surgery. And you're like, what's this $20 charge? Surgery. Nobody did surgery on me. Oh my gosh. So, you know, then, you know, you call the billing department and they go, you know, look, there was I came in for a physical and then I had a urine test done and I had, oh, okay. Well, you know, our urine test cost $20 or the tray cost $20. Oh, so that's what it is. Okay. I mean, the last thing you want is to start a whole investigation when it's something that could be very easily explained and the doctor's already discharged you. You don't get to come back and all because there's some explanation needed. But there's also other things that aren't as innocent, but were still innocently done. There's a lot of John Smiths. So here you are, you're John Smith, EOB comes to you, an explanation of benefits. St. John Smith was seen at the doctor on October 18th, 2012. You need to immediately call the doctor's office and go, look, I wasn't there. All right? And the reason why you need to call the doctor's office is you need to find out if there is some sort of insurance fraud being done by somebody stealing your identity. All right? I mean, if you think identity thieves only go after, you know, credit cards, no, they go after health insurance too. So you need to immediately find out what's going on, because that could sometimes be the first sign of your having been a victim of identity theft. All right? And if the doctor's office goes, oh, what's your birthday? My birthday is January 16, 1952. Damn. You know what? I'm sorry. We billed the wrong John Smith. Immediately, what the doctor's office is supposed to do is, one, notify the insurance company, because we don't want your deductible affected. We don't want your benefits affected. They immediately have to return any money to the insurance company. Then they need to bill out the right John Smith. Okay? And if you want to make sure this was handled and have some sort of acknowledgement, you could always call the doctor's office, have them show you some verification that they talked to somebody, or you could call the insurance company yourself and go, look, I wasn't seen. You need to correct this. You should be getting a call from my doctor. But then you have the insidious actual attempts at fraud, where you will go in and you'll just go in for a pink eye and you'll see x-rays build and EKGs build, etc. Now, mind you, mistakes happen. We've had to fire a lot of billers because, well, one tried to steal and she tried to open up a P.O. box in California where the insurance checks would go to. So when we found that out, we fired her on the spot. Luckily, an insurance company called me on my cell and said, I don't know if you know your biller is doing this, but I don't think you want your checks going out of state. Something's not right. And I go, thank you for not sending checks out of state. And we fired her. But billers get the super bills, if one is overlapping another, I can't tell you how many times we saw billers forget to code a chest x-ray or code a pap smear on a man. And of course, would have to write letters to the insurance companies, fix it. Luckily, most of the people in the insurance companies are pretty cool because this stuff happens all the time. But, billers make mistakes. They do. Doctors make mistakes. Nurses make mistakes. We all make mistakes. But if you see, whenever you see something like that happening, you call the doctor. And then I would just call the insurance company and go, I think this is a mistake. It sounds like the doctor's, office is handling it. But I just want you to know that this, didn't happen. And, you need to do that because you shouldn't be paying for something that wasn't done. Even if there wasn't anything out of pocket, it helps to, and you're not being a whistleblower. You're just like, you're just calling saying, I think this is a mistake. I don't recall going to the doctor on this date. But again, in your best interest, it's to make sure that somebody is not using your identity and using your health insurance card, etc. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, as we go into the next hour, more medical news, a lot of cool stuff. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.